following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Happy weekend! Jolene Roxbury here. Thanks for taking us along with you this weekend. As we say, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we're glad to be along for the ride. And we thank you for joining us again this week. Now, I may have mentioned the contest we had amongst ourselves around here. Who could come up with the lamest Halloween costume? We were going to see if we could out-lame each other. You know, it's a real money saver as well, because you don't have to go shopping to come up with a lame costume. But this year it was really funny because all of us had the same idea. We all wore the Charlie Brown ghost sheet. You know, the one that has like 50 eye holes cut out in it? Yeah. And all I got was a rock. That's for sure. Hey, but you know, it's November. You know what's coming up? Yeah, and that what you guys just heard is Jim's subtle way of telling me I'm jumping the gun. Get it? Once again on another holiday, which I am not. If our show was on every day for the next 3 weeks, then we would be jumping the gun. But we're not. We have a chance to be in front of you, what, three times between now and Thanksgiving? And plus, all the women are going to tell you anyway that they're already starting to plan their menus. A lot of us, especially those of us here in the South, are getting together our cornbread dressing fixins. You know, you start doing that early.
It's not just me.
You know what we're starting to do now? We are collecting holiday stories, some traditions your family keeps for the holidays. This is, of course, the time of year people start whipping out the family traditions, the seasonal behavior, as we call it in my family. The traditions, you know, some of them are really nutty, but they're comforting in their own way. So we're going to be compiling some of those stories from you guys. Who knows what we'll do with that type of information? Right now, we want to welcome Reggie into the studio.
Hey, Janair, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. I can see you've been in here since Halloween.
It's good to see y'all ate up all the sugar babies I left in the studio last week.
Yeah, Jim ate those. I told you he would. I thought you loved those.
The things all get stuck up in my denim work. I had to get rid of them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Janair, it's my duty to our listeners to provide substances. Substantary and brain-nourishing commentary. As many times as I can. You know what I'm saying?
About as much as I usually know what you're saying, yeah.
I've been doing lots of internet research on Thanksgiving celebration around the world, this patuginary holiday. That's for real.
I didn't say anything. Go ahead. We can all protrusionate together.
Thanksgiving is a time to celebrate communicable harmony. Communicable harmony.
Okay.
And different people around the world get down with jubilation and merrymaking.
Oh boy.
They many amazing facts about Thanksgiving, too. You may even use some of them in the line at the hardware store as you buy, extension cords this holiday season.
Okay.
Did you know, Janelle, that one of the most prominent Thanksgiving symbols, the cornucopia, actually date back to the ancient Greek and Roman?
Didn't know that.
The word cornucopia come from the Latin word cornucopiae. That's for real.
Okay.
Which means horn of plenty. It's a Greek myth that the cornucopia is a chanted goat's horn.
What?
A chanted goat's horn.
Let me see what this. An enchanted goat's horn.
And of course, you know, they don't make them out of them no more because chanted goats, you see, is now on the endangered species list.
Oh, it is not. There's no such thing.
It's true. I know a guy who's still, at this time, in New Jersey federal lockdown because he got busted trying to smuggle a chanted goat through customs.
What do they use enchanted goat horn?
They sell chanted goat cheese on the street up there.
Oh, really?
Ain't you ever heard of EGC?
No, I have not.
That stuff will mess you up.
You were getting ready to say something about ancient Egypt or something.
The ancient Egyptians believed that they was a spirit that lived in corn. It's no coincidence that the first corn whiskey also came from Egypt.
Okay, this is getting ridiculous.
It's true.
It was getting ridiculous even for this show. Listen, come back with some more history, okay?
Okay, Jonelle.
All right.
I'm very happy I can bring some substance, to the listeners. You have a good one.
Thank you so much.
Roxbury!
Not too many years ago, on the day before Thanksgiving, an elderly man in Texas made a dreaded telephone call to his son in New York.
Well, I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you that your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is enough.
Huh?
Hey, psst. The son's supposed to be from New York.
Come on, Pop. What you talking about?
Your mother and I are divorcing.
Yo, hey, come on, Pop. What you talking about?
I can't stand the sight of each other any longer. We're sick of each other, and I'm sick of talking about this, so you call your sister and you tell her.
Frantically, the young man calls his sister, who explodes with emotion over the telephone.
Like hell they're getting divorced. I'll take care of this.
Leave message after tone.
Daddy, you listen to me. You are not getting divorced. Don't do a single thing till I get there. We're both coming down there tomorrow. Do you hear me?
The old man hangs up the phone, turns to his wife, and says,
okay, honey, it's all taken care of.
Oh, what could be better than having our children home for Thanksgiving?
They're going to be coming home for Thanksgiving, and this year they're paying their own way.
You're brilliant, dear.
It's one way to get those kids home, huh? Hey, if you haven't already done so, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app for your phone, your tablet. I think they even have a version for your sundial, you know, for old school installations. Really old. For people who may not be on social media or don't want to.
Thanks to the new social media like Facebook and Twitter, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
I'm currently cleaning between my toes,
they receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
I just want a precision typing R-Wad.
A virtual truck runs over it, and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
Our lawyers remind me to tell you that this is a parody. We only wrote the silly words, not the good part, the music. Which lawyer wrote this memo?
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hands. When she's walking, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff. From all the fluff and fluff, she's a midtown girl. Miracle Pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows.
Midtown knows.
Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte gray.
Her kids play soccer.
They dance.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to-go menu at naamanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Naaman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge? Yeah, you would. Call them up. Let Naaman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
A&A Vacuum, this is David.
David, it's Jolene. Hey, my cousin bought a vacuum from you guys last year. They took it with them when they moved to northern Idaho. They got a caribou farm now. She said her husband had used their bright, shiny vacuum cleaner to vacuum out where the caribou sleep at night. You know full well, when he walks around there, he's getting caribou poop on his shoes. So now it's all up in the vacuum. There's nobody up there who does service like A&A.
There's nothing like the personal service you'll receive from A&A.
She's going to ship the vacuum cleaner to you guys, poop and all. Can you take care of it?
It is dirty.
Yeah, it stinks.
We can get rid of that awful odor.
Apologize for sending you something so nasty.
We get that all the time.
We do not mind at all.
Whatever's best for you.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Hey, Larry, what's up?
Just looking for a digitally enhanced DVD of the classic TV special Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Aw, you know I'm a Peanuts fanatic. You are too, huh?
Sure. I'm a huge fan of the monochrome colors and compromising frame rate of vintage animation.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Remember when Peppermint Patty invited herself over?
Uh-huh.
And the guy named Marcy.
I think Marcy was a girl.
I don't believe that fact was actually proven, Jolene.
Nobody cares anyway.
Hey, Jolene.
Hmm.
Let's test your knowledge of some Thanksgiving myth.
I didn't know there were any Thanksgiving myths, but shoot.
Thanksgiving has been celebrated every year since its inception in 1621.
I would imagine that's true, that it's been celebrated in some way every year since then.
Myth!
No!
The first Thanksgiving was held in 1621, but was not repeated the next year. I think it's probably because the Indians were humiliated that first year.
Now, why were the Indians humiliated?
Because the pilgrims made them sit outside on the porch at the little bitty card tables instead of inside the house with all the grown-ups. Holy cow!
I remember those days. And the card tables were always like about 20 inches off the floor. Okay, what's next?
The pilgrims wore only black and white clothing and had buckles on their hats and shoes.
I think that's true.
Myth! Black and white was commonly worn only on Sunday and formal occasions. Buckles did not even come into fashion until the late 17th century, when descendants of Miles Standish attended the first ever Country Music Jubilee and were impressed by the large silver plates they used to hold up their pants.
I don't think that's correct, but I'm going to let you continue on with your myths.
The pilgrims brought furniture with them on the Mayflower.
Yeah, I'm sure they brought their belongings with them. Yeah.
Myth.
That's a myth?
The only items the pilgrims brought with them on the Mayflower were assorted chests and boxes, which were easily assembled into cheaply fashioned furniture and sold to the Indians as contemporary teepee furnishings.
The pilgrims did not sell cheap furniture to the Indians.
Of course, this tradition continued and became IKEA.
You're ridiculous. IKEA.
Talk to you later, girly.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later. Much later.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're looking for something fun to do on a Friday night, either by yourself, with some friends, or somewhere you can take the whole family. I know somewhere you can go have a great time, it doesn't cost a lot, and I love it. You know what I'm talking about? High school football. Mm-hmm. And no matter where you are, I guarantee you, there is a high school football game somewhere nearby. Possibly in your own backyard. Possibly less than 1 mile from your house. And you know, even before the weather starts getting cool, which if you live down here on the Gulf Coast is usually around Thanksgiving. So depending on where you are, you might have to wait a while for the cool weather. But even if it's hot out, you know, it's just something about a concession stand hot dog. That's some of the best burgers in town. And at a lot of the schools, you know, they have a little area where the kids who aren't really interested in the game, you know, can go play on the playground, do something else. And they're still nearby where you can like, yank them back if you have to. And even if you don't have any kids, it's a wonderful way to support the young people in your community. And don't forget the marching band. They work really hard, too. I mean, what would a football game be without a band? All you'd hear for 2 hours is a bunch of helmets clicking together and a lot of grunting. Throw some brass in there, some drums. Mm-hmm. And right about now, the band members and the football players are all taking part in their fall fundraisers. So get out there and support these kids. And if you don't like football and you don't like music, buy something from them and tuck it away as a wonderful Christmas gift for someone.
Hey, y'all, I finally did it.
What?
I finally did it.
Did what?
I bred a turkey that has 6 legs.
What does a turkey with 6 legs taste like?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
You ever try to catch anything with 6 legs?
Oh, that was so bad it hurt.
Hey, Jolene, this is Billy Davis. How you doing? Well, Mother and I are getting ready for an old-fashioned Thanksgiving around here. For us, of course, that means lots of cornbread dressing, fresh cranberry sauce, and giblet gravy. I never quite figured out what giblets are, or how exactly you make gravy with it, but I don't want to upset Mother. She's all excited because this year she gets to help Christopher out in the kitchen. You know, ever since the big taco shell fire back on Cinco de Mayo, we don't exactly want to let her in the kitchen by herself. But Christopher's going to be making his famous wild turkey casserole. And it doesn't actually contain turkey meat, but rather an array of gourmet popcorns and an entire cup of the finest wild turkey Kentucky bourbon. But anyway, we'll talk to you later.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Yeah, hey, good morning. My name's Jolene Roxbury. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. I got a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bug problem in the studio. Got a lot of folks that eat in the studio. And, you know, I know that's attracting bugs, but also maybe the season's changing, doing something. I don't know, but it's driving me nuts.
Okay, then.
I was kind of hoping you could go over a list with me of the bugs you treat, because some of the stuff that's coming in here, I've never seen these bugs before. I mean, not even on Discovery Channel. So, do you have a list you could run down?
I'd be glad to do that. We treat roaches, ants, ticks, fleas, spiders, rats, mice, swordfish, millipede, cricket, earwigs, everything.
Earl who?
Earwigs.
Earwigs? You mean like they go down in your ear?
No. No,
Oh, well, my grandma used to tell me about this bug that would crawl down in your ear while you're sleeping. Just to scare me to death.
Hey, if they bad enough, it's just like where roaches bite you.
Roaches will bite you? Woo! Oh, and a good friend of mine has a cosmetics company, and she said, you know how you'll sleep in your makeup sometimes? And she said, you wake up and one eye has mascara on it and the other one doesn't. She said that there are these bugs, these little micro bugs or something, that will actually eat the mascara off your face.
Okay, I know mice get in your hair, and mice can get in your bed, your mattress and stuff, too. I don't know about the mascara, but that's true. Mice, you can't get, mice can eat your whole mattress.
Are you saying mice?
No, mice, M-I-T-E-S.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, gosh. Y'all got pictures of them things at your office?
Oh, yes, we sure do.
Ugh.
Yes, ma'am, that's really a true story.
That's awful. Okay, and my contract will cover every bug, all of them?
That's everything. Just everything. Centipede, millipede, everything.
Centipede and millipede. Is that metric measurements of bugs?
What you mean?
Well, like metric, like milli and I can't.
Yeah, it's like a lot of legs on them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Which one of them has more legs, millipede or centipede?
That's a good question, ain't it?
Yeah, one I'd like the answer to. All right, let's talk about the roach coverage. What you got?
Yeah, 5 different type of roaches, and this includes like American roaches, brown roaches, German roaches.
German roaches?
German roaches is real bad.
Like on Hogan's Heroes.
It's like oriental roaches, smoker brown roaches, and you know the tree roaches, I think them the big, I'm thinking that's American roaches, I believe.
Miracle roach?
American.
Okay, and I'm covered for all them?
Yeah.
Okay. Now what about those big roaches outside?
Yes.
Okay.
And then most of the time when they come in, they die inside anyway. Where the tree roaches are, no definite.
Tree roaches? The ones that fly?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God. This is not good. We got some bugs coming in here. Look like they're wearing football helmets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're huge.
What's your name?
Jolene Roxbury.
Okay, then.
Okay. All right, well, I'm sure we're going to use you guys. I've heard a lot of good things about you, so I'll get with you later on.
Well, just give us a call back.
And look, thanks for all your help.
Well, you're welcome.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. And if you're not, it is also my hope that we can inject just a little bit of levity to give you a little pick-me-up, even if it's just for a while. And if you missed part of the show or miss it all together, you know, you can go to fmtalk1065.com, click on that podcast tab, and not only can you find this show, which of course is the bestest, most wonderfulest show, you can catch up on Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan, Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton, all the sports stuff on Paul Feinbaum, and How to Grow Whatever Grows in the Fall in the South with Bill Finch, and all kinds of other shows, local shows. FM Talk 106.5 has over 50 hours every week of local programming. There's something for everybody. Oh, and we're going to be right back, so don't you go anywhere.
Roxbury.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
All right, we haven't heard from this guy in quite a while. He's been, well, he was supposed to be drying out. Here he is, everyone, with some tips on turkey cooking. Everybody's favorite clown, Bobo. I know, not very original, but sometimes we just gotta go with it.
Hi, Jolene.
Hey, look out. The desk is still in the same spot it was in when you left.
Okay, you gotta squeeze the nose.
I'm not touching your face.
Come on.
No.
Come on, squeeze the wheeze.
Say hello to our listeners, Bobo.
Hi, everybody.
And you're here to give us some tips today?
That's right.
On cooking. Look at your notes. Cooking.
How to cook a turkey. Okay, so the first thing you do is go buy a turkey.
Okay. Go buy a turkey.
No, I mean, you don't go buy a turkey. You go buy a turkey, like, you know, purchase a turkey as opposed to just walking by a turkey. You can't just go and buy a turkey. I gotta be able to cook it. Where was I? Step two, took a drink of whiskey, scotcher, JD.
No, we don't.
Step four.
Three.
Put turkey in the oven. What step are we on?
Three.
Take another two drinks of whiskey.
No, we have children who listen to the show.
Step to the right and set the degree at 375 ovens.
That's not right.
Step three, more whiskeys of drink.
Bobo.
Then on the turvino, on the turn.
Turn the oven on.
Turvino, Timmy.
Turn the oven on.
Tom and Dean, take four more whisks of drinky.
Bobo?
Oh, then you want to trick the basty and stick it in the thermometer.
They have their children in their cars with them, listening.
That doesn't look comfortable. Pour some more whiskey and bake it for 4 hours. Oh, I think I've been baked for more than 4 hours.
At least.
Take the oven out of the turkey and whoop! Pick him up off the floor. Find someone to trick the carvey.
Carve the turkey.
I don't think I trust myself with a knife right now.
Not talking about you.
Cut yourself another scuttle of botch and tet the sable. Pour yourself a nice glass of turkey. Then gobble, gobble, gobble it down. Then you just bless the saying.
Say the blessing.
Pass and eat out. Thanks for coming, everybody.
I got nothing. Bobo!
Hey, Jim, could you bring a mop?
This is a Roxbury special request. Somebody wanted to hear this again. I pity the fool that wants to hear this. I pity the fool.
Live from the Gefilte Fish Radio Network.
And now, tips for domestic bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
And I'm Sadie Fabre.
Today, we're going to talk about getting yourself ready for all the holiday stress that's right around the corner. Sadie, if you're like me, you haven't touched a lick of housework in months. One thing that stresses me out more than anything is when my family comes to visit. I have the biggest house, so automatically everybody wants to come over. So look, Sadie has come up with a perfect plan how to stop your family from coming. Having a sudden acute attack of vertigo is a way to keep the family away.
That's right, Estelle. I spend several hours each holiday season splayed out on the floor for no reason.
Right, and you can make it look very realistic by clutching at yourself and grabbing at pictures hanging on the wall on your way down to the floor.
It's just for show, you know, for the family.
Just fake it. Who's it gonna hurt?
I mean, who's gonna know if you have vertigo or not?
No one.
You don't have to sport a cast or bruising.
You ain't gotta have no stitches, no crutches.
Or anything of that kind.
And no one gets their feeling tight when you tell them to stay the hell at their own house. Who's gonna want you to cook dinner for the family when you're throwing up from all the nausea from the fake vertigo?
Believe me, for keeping the family away, vertigo is the way to go.
However, sometimes we have heard it can backfire on you. A few years ago, all of Sadie's in-laws insisted on moving in with her over the holidays to help her through. All six of Lawrence's sisters.
Oh, it was horrifying. I was smelling menthol more 1000s for a week. The whole house smelled like I had set our above-ground pool on fire.
My God, the smoke.
Not to mention, I had to have all the living room furniture power washed. They can't do that with certain types of inexpensive leather.
Certain kinds of tobacco smoke and animal excrement will not wash off cheap leather. Then your sister Sylvia shows up and you slipped on the steps going to let her in the front door.
The worst part of it is, while they were rushing me to Mount Sinai, Lawrence's family ate every bit of food in the house.
So in this instance, where unwanted family is concerned, it's never too early to start making your plans for the holidays. We'll see you next time. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
And I'm Sadie Fabre. Join us next time for more tips on domestic bliss.
You've been listening to Tips for Domestic Bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
It's the political blockbuster book of the year. It names names. It pulls no punches. It tells you what happened and what didn't happen when what happened happened, and don't let anybody tell you it didn't happen. It reveals the lies behind the rumors, behind the truth, behind the conspiracies to hide the truth, behind the rumors, behind the lies. This book, written by an author who knows how to write books, is sold on Amazon and bookstores that carry it. You'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. You'll be out $16. Don't wait to hear the fake news that may come out about the way fake news has destroyed the truths behind the conspiracies, all of which are words you'll find in this book, in some order. Get it now, because if you don't, you won't have it.
This is Mandy Snow with your Ultimate Traffic Watch. Wow, busy out there today. I am so going to be late for my statistics class this morning. Dude, I'm driving up on something now. It's a total wreck. Check me out. I'm driving this mission van. Woohoo! Hey, ever wake up in the morning with somebody you don't know and they're really gross? Get down to the Midtown Clinic. Ask for their $99 special. If it's burning, peeling, or popping, it's probably not good. Ask for Mr. William. Tell him Mandy sent you. I'm Mandy Snow with your Ultimate Traffic Watch.
Do you often suffer from backaches, irritable bowel, bloatedness, muscle spasms, anxiety, depression, explosive diarrhea, incontinence, swelling of the limbs, blurred vision, unwanted hair, headache, carpal tunnel syndrome? Are you uncoordinated and find yourself unable to perform simple tasks?
Like what?
Such as skiing on the backs of dolphins?
That happened to me just the other day.
Well, if you're a woman, chances are that all of the above listed symptoms will happen to you and your life will begin falling apart by the time you reach age 30.
No!
Scientific studies conducted in laboratories in places you've never heard of have determined that women are inherently weak, fragile, and typically unable to cope with life. Simply by being born female, there is a 100% guarantee that your entire skeletal system is doomed to collapse.
No!
Why, if you listen closely, you can hear your bones shrinking as we speak.
Oh my God! I can really hear it.
Face it, you're a woman, and there's little that can be done about it until now.
Oh, thank God.
From the makers of Elimajoy and Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Tylafem.
Tylafem?
At the Tylafem Laboratories, our team of certifiable biochemists have created a chain of really big, scary words designed to make you feel hyper-conscious and develop an extreme disabling awareness about your mortality.
Yellow.
Hello, Barry.
Yeah.
It's Rhonda.
Hey.
I need you to stop at the store and get me some Tylafem.
What do you need that for?
Don't ask me why. I could be dying right now.
One of those women's things, huh?
Just hurry up.
All right.
If you are a woman, you should take Tylafem. We're not sure what it does, but our research proves that you should be buying it, Tylafem, because being a woman is scary as hell.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you guys so much for sharing some of your precious me time with us. But you know, it's a lot easier to do that now because you can stream us right there from your phone and carry it around with you in your pocket while you're doing stuff, cleaning the kitchen, doing yard work, whatever. You can either stream live from fmtalk1065.com or you can download their app. Interestingly enough, also called FM Talk 1065. Very neat how they do that. You just download the app to your phone and you will have access to all the podcasts of the week. 50 hours of local programming. It's wonderful. There's a show for everybody, and you can catch up on Midday Mobile. Sean's always got interviews and things of substance on his show. We don't. But that's okay. We're comfortable with it. We are comfortable in our own skin. our own very non-serious skin.
Right now, we're going to take an itsy-bitsy break, but we will be back. And I expect to see you here. John, release the endorphins. Thank you.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to-go menu at naamanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Naaman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge? Yeah, you would. Call them up. Let Naaman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
You are on the air.
We're doing a promo for David and Tony Lord's show. A&A Vacuum?
Hello, everybody! So, you see, my house is really messy.
Okay.
You know, ever since I moved, my alpacas inside have had a terrible problem with fur, and for that other problem, I just use a shovel.
You got a question here, Earl?
I need something with an attachment that really takes care of unwanted fur.
He does have alpacas in his home. I've seen it. Ricard hasn't anything with a blade on it yet. Because
they actually have a product called the Fur Get It Tool. It's the coolest pet hair attachment. And there is nothing like it. Anything you've ever used, it can attach really to any vacuum and make even crummy vacuums look pretty good when you're through. I promise you, there will be no hair.
Well, and sometimes you can't even see the fur. Dog hair can really hide in a couch cushion. A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road in Mobile, just west of University.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
Welcome back to the show. Hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. In the studio with me, Mr. John Bell. How did you guys fare this Halloween? Do you have many trick-or-treaters?
Sadly, we don't get trick-or-treaters.
Is that part of some agreement you have with the city?
There are no houses nearby, nor are there any sidewalks. We're on the corner of a busy intersection, so people can't stop and trick-or-treat without getting rear-ended. So, no trick-or-treaters.
Okay.
We did, however, as we are wont to do, put all the various critters into the yard for Halloween.
And you guys, John and his wife have an inflatable herd of cattle in their front yard year-round.
If you would like to see our Halloween decorations, you can always go online to Alabaster Moo, that's one word, Alabaster Moo, as in Moo Cow, .com. Other than that, a yearly tradition is to listen to the Orson Welles War of the Worlds broadcast from 1938 that scared America. If you've never done that, it's well worth listening to. Otherwise, just watch the cars go by. Some of them were decorated for Halloween, some weren't.
Ours was very quiet.
Kind of a dull Halloween.
Well, except Earl T. and Reggie had their pumpkin toss, roll, whatever they were doing, whatever they were rolling back there. So low-key is good.
On the plus side, we always get candy just in case, so there was plenty left over. You notice I said was.
I did.
Boy, have I got a tummy ache.
Oh, my gosh.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Weekend, everyone. Welcome to Belle's Kitchen. And standing right next to me, my favorite man about the kitchen, Alec Naaman. Hi, y'all.
Hey, Miss Belle. How you doing?
Good to see you again. What you got for us this week?
How about a spinach, bacon, and onion quiche? Now, who says men don't eat quiche?
My Reinhold loves a good quiche.
I eat bacon, and I eat onions, and I'll eat spinach because I think that made Popeye strong.
Oh, Popeye. That's my olive oil imitation.
So here's how we do it. Buy you one of those 9-inch pie shells at the grocery store. Take your 6 whole eggs, a cup of heavy cream, and you can buy that heavy cream at the grocery store. If they don't have heavy cream, buy you some half and half. Then you can get you some chops, fresh spinach, frozen spinach, or you can use a bag of the fresh spinach. But now you got to saute the spinach down. and it takes a whole pound to make you like 4 ounces of spinach. So you're better off just buying the frozen spinach in the 8 ounce or 16 ounce container. Then get you a nice pretty medium onion. Certainly I like bacon, so get you about 6, 8, or 10 strips of bacon, cook it up, chop it up really fine, a little salt and pepper, currently some granulated garlic, and a couple of cups of some shredded cheddar cheese. Now you got all the ingredients to make this quiche. So let's talk about this quiche. First, preheat the oven to 350 degrees. All right? Place the pie shell in the oven and cook it until it's lightly brown. Don't overcook. Take it out of the oven and let it cool down. All right. Now, we're going to saute down this bacon until it's brown in a medium fry pan and chop it up. We're going to add some onions to that. Chop them up because we need to cook everything. All right? We're going to cook everything until it's soft. We're going to add the spinach, let it get a little hot. We're going to cook all this for about 4 or 5 minutes on low heat. Add a little salt and pepper and garlic for your taste. And then we're going to take this mixture, this spinach mixture, and we're going to put it into the pie shell. We're going to beat some eggs and some cream together and add to the pie shell. Okay? Now, mix this egg and cream mixture and the spinach with a fork. All right, add the shredded cheddar cheese on top of the pie and place it onto a cookie sheet. Bake it at 325 degrees for about 25 to 30 minutes. Now, I told you to preheat it to 350.
Yes, you did.
So the key is you got to turn it down 25 degrees by the time you slide it in there, okay?
All right.
25 or 30 minutes in the oven. To see if it's done, just take your toothpick, poke it right in the center of the pie. If the toothpick comes out clean, it's done.
As a matter of fact, dear, we're done. We're out of time. Sugars, we'll be back next week. Alec, will you be here, dear?
Yeah, darling. We'll see you next week.
Marvelous. This is Belle Cadeau inviting you to join me and Alec Naiman next week in Belle's Kitchen.
Hey, it's Jolene. Give Thomas Naiman a call at Naiman's Catering. Tell him you heard it right here, that he will give you a personal inventory of what's going on inside their deliciousness to go freezer. You need a personal freezer concierge. That way you don't have to drive and go look for yourself. So many delicious casseroles, gumbo, lasagna, shrimp Alfredo, a variety of vegetables. Give him a call right now,
473-3900.
Mr. Trump, why did so many give you such a hard time at the beginning of your campaign?
Because they thought my tone was a little bit strong.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, huh? Booyah!
Candidates on the old campaign trail need our votes. If they want to prevail, keep it fresh. Don't be boring and stale. That's Politertainment. Cracking jokes on all those late night talk shows. Hit the ballparks. Hey, toss out that first throw. Keep it real for all us regular folks. That's Politertainment. Stay in the spotlight. Put on a display. Don't let all the other guys stand in your way. Take a ride on a yacht with Jay-Z and Beyonce. CNN, Fox, or E! News. Exposure you can't lose.
Who has a Mercedes-Benz? Anybody?
Yes, it's clear. Anybody can run, but we're all tired of the games. They're no fun. Pin the truth on the politician. The same things are lame, so pop up your game. That's Politertainment.
What's better?
In this great country of ours, citizens need several essentials to survive and thrive. First, there's food.
I want to order a pizza to go and no anchovies.
And shelter.
Give me a shelter!
Clothing.
It's an original Jacques Pernet.
Finally, and possibly most important of all, men and women need marbles.
Marbles!
Yes, marbles. Those magnificent mini-spheres that relax you, help you think clearly.
Sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
Double as slingshot ammunition. And serve so many irreplaceable functions in your everyday life. Marbles are not only good for you, but they have many positive health benefits.
I am a doctor.
Not really a doctor.
Marbles are the greatest health enhancer on the market today. They both prevent and cure horrible diseases. Guaranteed.
Guarantee void everywhere. If you don't wish to be judged by others who suspect you may have lost your marbles,
here's Johnny.
Be sure to have plenty of fresh marbles on hand every day. You might already have some, but it's always good to get a few more.
Have you lost your marbles?
I've been looking all day for those. I got a job interview this afternoon. Don't touch.
Just in case.
This message brought to you by the International Marbles Foundation and the Mottworth Marble Factory.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.